Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, 2014. And today we continue our discussion of 2013 problems and how they project into 2014 and beyond. And to do that, we look at some foreign policy issues today the Obama administration faces right here in 2014. First, let's look at the continent of Africa. It is a disaster from top to bottom as many nations face war and revolutions, and the powers of the world, such as China, the United States, Russia, and to a lesser extent, the European Union countries, compete for the resources of the African people, the Central African Republic, the Congo, Mali, Nigeria, and of course, Sudan and Somalia are in active revolutionary states or states of chaos right now. It appears that the entire continent is headed for all-out war. Even South Africa's economy seems to be teetering, and there are troubles in that country, especially with the death of Nelson Mandela. A few years ago, people in Rwanda hacked each other to death with machetes. Hundreds of thousands of people were massacred. But now, all these tribal and ethnic factions have modern military weapons instead of machetes. I suspect that the near future of Africa looks a lot like Somalia and a lot like Sudan. Turning our attention to the Middle East, we're quite familiar with the wars that have been raging there for decades, but let's look at Iraq first, a country that the United States twice invaded and occupied for several years, 23 years of war, including 11 years of economic sanctions, has left Iraq a basket case. Now, with the U.S. departure, al-Qaeda is taking control of that country city by city, including control of Fallujah. This is the same al-Qaeda reportedly destroyed in Afghanistan, the same al-Qaeda supported and supplied by the United States in Syria. But now the U.S. supplies opposing forces opposing al-Qaeda, that is, in Iraq. Go figure, folks. The war in Syria appears at a stalemate status, with the Assad forces perhaps starting to gain an edge. Will Iraq, Syria, and others have a future as real countries or just remain ethnic battlegrounds? Here in 2014, several countries appear to be returning to the pre-World War I tribal and ethnic lands that they were before being formed on a map by the British after the war. The border between Syria and Iraq is disappearing thanks to al-Qaeda, just as the Pakistan and Afghanistan border is threatening to disappear post the American troop involvement. Libya and Egypt are also basically terrorist-controlled states now. This is a result of the Arab Spring Revolution supported by the United States and the American retreat after 23 years of war across the Middle East. Further, toward the Far East, the Indians and Pakistanis face each other across their border with nuclear weapons, as do the Chinese, Japanese, South Koreans, and Filipinos. They threaten each other over a few useless rocks in the Pacific Ocean. The North Koreans are always around to stir the pot and make things worse. The 2014 conclusion is that many countries, especially in Africa and the Middle East, are run by sociopathic types of people, and the ones in the Far East and the old Soviet states are not the most stable people on Earth either. The laws of economics, being what they are, have not changed. No person or country can spend more than it makes forever. Sooner or later, someone has to pay. Now in 2014, worldwide, we are paying. The average person is completely sold out to the idea of socialism, even though it is a failed system, proven time and again not to work. But people think that governments can and should control economies and solve social problems. The government is there to protect and to serve. Government is the first resort, despite its malevolent track record of solving these problems. This has destroyed economic freedom across the world. It doesn't exist anywhere anymore. This year-end review has been an effort to show the results of that folly. But are there no good things left in 2014? No good news? No cause for optimism? Well, of course there are. There are many good things and many causes for optimism. We will talk about those on Friday, folks. Until then, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.